Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor, and you're listening to the number one live natural healthcare show in Nashville. We've been doing this for about 8 to 9 years. I can't remember exactly. I'll have to figure that out. But we've been doing it for a while. We've been getting people healthy naturally. We've been talking today about the thyroid, how the thyroid affects the body, what we look at, how it's viewed medically, the different numbers that I use in my office. We use functional numbers when we do a blood test versus the laboratory ranges, which are disease ranges. But here's a success story from somebody that came in. They had a thyroid problem, and this is what they wrote up. They listened to me on the radio, and then they came to the workshop. By the way, we have one this Saturday. And then they started their program, and they started feeling better. And this is what they wrote. I was tired all the time, but I couldn't sleep at night. I would stay up all night with my mind wandering and racing. I had a lot of mood swings, and no matter what I did, I could not lose weight. I was so discouraged. I can now sleep when I go to bed. I fall asleep quickly, and my mind no longer wanders or races. My mood swings have improved drastically, and best of all, I've lost 21 pounds so far. My energy has increased, and I have the want to finish things I've started. Yes, so that's somebody that came in with a thyroid issue. We fixed the thyroid issue, and we fixed it naturally. We didn't give them any medication or anything like that. We helped it naturally, and look what happens. It turns their whole life around. And that was, I think that was about 12, maybe 14 weeks into a program. 14 weeks, it'll change your life. And you could take advantage of that, too, because we got Thyroid Awareness Week coming up here. We're going to throw in a thyroid panel, a blood test, and you can get the full evaluation, full functional evaluation for yourself. That normally takes about 2 hours. The first hour, we're going to do all our functional tests and find out where you're at. You're going to sit down with me. We're going to spend about 20 to 30 minutes together. We're going to sort this thing out. Then I've got to sit down. I've got to go over all of our findings that we did. I got to make sure that the goals you want to improve health-wise will be what I can handle, and then we're going to get you back on a different day once I sit down and go over all that, and we'll go over each test. I'll tell you what it was, how you scored on it, and give you a recommendation what you need to do to get healthy and stay healthy. So we got Thyroid Awareness Week. Normally it's $423 to do this, but for this week only, it's $135. Now, if you just want to call in and come straight in without going to the workshop, that's over with at Monday at 5. You can call in right now, but it'll be over at Monday at 5. And you just call 615-333-0056. 615-333-0056. And then if you want to come to the workshop, that's coming up this Saturday, and that's at 10 a.m. It's a morning workshop. So that's this Saturday. It's totally free. It's going to last about an hour, but we'll go into much, much more details on how to get the body healthy and what's needed at that point to get the body healthy. And you'll learn a lot of new things there. Let me see here. I can read a couple of workshop, what we call workshop surveys. We ask people, what do you like about the workshop? Very, very informative. What do you like about the workshop? Informative. Okay, so we got two in a row that are informative. What'd you like about the workshop? Very interesting and informative. Well, it must be pretty good then. It's very informative. What'd you like about the workshop? Good. It was informative. What did you like about the workshop? Here's one. Pointed out specific physical problems that I could relate to my problems. Plus, I saw the problems my daughter has. Okay. Yeah. What did you like about the workshop? It gave me a roadmap to get healthy. And that's true right there. It gives you a roadmap to get healthy. So those are some people that actually came to the workshop. We had a great workshop yesterday, so you need to come to the workshop. And just call 615-333-0056, 615-333-0056, and just leave your name and number. That's going to be a voicemail. Just leave your name and number and let them know you want to come to the workshop, and we'll reserve your seat. It does fill up fast, so make sure you call that number. Now, we're getting back to our thyroid here. We talked about the thyroid. It's millions of people in the United States have thyroid problems, and about half of the people in the United States that have thyroid problems don't even know they have a thyroid problem. Most of them don't even know what a thyroid is, but it's very prevalent in our society. These thyroids get bombarded all the time by chemicals and heavy metals and all kinds of things. The thyroid itself is just right below your Adam's apple. It's kind of sticks out there in the open. A lot of women like to put perfume right there, so they're just spraying chemicals. Perfume is now chemicals. It's not real smells anymore. So they're spraying chemicals on their thyroid all the time. So the thyroid, if you were going to get it tested, any doctor anywhere in the world would test the TSH, and that's what we were talking about. The TSH is made by the pituitary, goes to the thyroid, tells the thyroid to make its hormones, and it'll make T4 and T3. All right, that's usually what gets tested. Now, the problem is that when it gets tested, most doctors will go by the laboratory ranges, which are disease ranges, and those ranges are 0.35 to 5.5. What I do is I go by the functional range. Most doctors that are doing this are disease doctors. They'll be waiting for it to become a disease. Now we can handle it. They don't have any tools or any way to handle functional problems, so which is nutrition. That's how you handle a functional issue with the thyroid. But I go by the number 1.8 to 3 for your TSH. 1.8 to 3, if you fall within that range, then that we would consider that normal. If you're out of that range, we're going to take action now and start handling that. So we were going through some symptoms before the break. We said that the thyroid can give you what appears to be depression. People with thyroid issues have a difficult time in making a decision. They'll have low body temperature. Now, we had a couple of people at the workshop yesterday stated that their main concern was this low body temperature. It's also the thyroid's also known as the thermostat of your body, kind of gets that nickname. You can have cold intolerance. Your feet and hands can be cold. Also, decreased libido or decreased sex drive. Loss of menstrual cycle with women can be the thyroid. You also have these kind of weird indentations on the side of your tongue. What happens over time, this is a chronic problem, is that the tongue gets a little fatter than it should be, pushes up against the teeth, and you create these weird indentations on the side of the tongue. There's no pain involved. It just looks a little strange. Thickening of the tongue, that's where it gets a little fatter. And your voice can get deeper and rougher in sound as time goes on. I had a lady, she came to the workshop a little while ago, and the reason she was there is that her voice kept getting deeper and deeper. And if you close your eyes, you thought you're talking to a man. Well, that's a chronic thyroid issue. So we were able to, and it's hard to get somebody's voice back after that. And we were able to work with her and help improve that to some degree. All right, so the thyroid, there's a couple of things that we want to handle with the thyroid. One of them is minerals. Minerals come up a lot. We use a product called Organically Bound Minerals. If you're losing hair or your hair texture has changed or it's really dry, and especially your nails, that could be a thyroid issue. It takes a lot of minerals to run the thyroid, so your body's going to find them somewhere. Elasticity, you get these sagging skin, that kind of stuff. That's usually a sign of some type of a thyroid issue. Your body wants the minerals to keep the thyroid going. Here, another product that we use is thyrotrophin. Thyrotrophin PMG is a whole food product that actually helps to regenerate the thyroid. It's from Standard Process. Now, they make a special special nutrition, Thyrotrophin PMG. The PMG, what that stands for is protomorphogen. Now, Standard Process is the only company that does this. A protomorphogen is, to make it simple, is the DNA and enzymes out of the cell of a thyroid. Now, why would they do that and put that into a product? Well, they can use that as a decoy. If there's things affecting your thyroid, maybe viruses or bacteria, or even if you had a thing called Hashimoto's where your antibodies are attacking it, well, the PMG acts as a decoy. So you're swallowing this stuff. The body gets mixed up and it thinks, okay, well, there's the DNA and enzymes from the thyroid, and it'll go after that in the digestive system, and it takes some stress off of your thyroid so we can heal it up. So Thyrotrophin PMG works really well with the thyroid. Then we got other products that we use. We also work with a company called Systemic Formula. Now, they make a blend of herbs that's attracted to the thyroid, and it works on the mitochondria, the energy factories that are in the cells themselves. So those are some things that come up quite frequently when we are dealing with the thyroid. Now, once we have it verified, say, in the blood, and we know we're dealing with a functional thyroid, we've done the TSH, we're getting the thyroid, getting the nutrition in there for the thyroid, then we'll want to take a longer look at what's going on with the thyroid. So we do a hair analysis. The hair analysis is completely different than a blood test. A blood test gives us a spot shot of where you're at, like right now, we'd know where that TSH is. The hair analysis gives us a 3 to 4 month look at what's going on. And the hair analysis will look at your thyroid. It'll look at your adrenals, your overall vitality. And it also tells us, are we dealing with any heavy metals? Your body doesn't like heavy metals, so it pushes it out through the hair. And this is where we start finding heavy metals, the active form. So when you do a hair analysis, you're looking at minerals that are in the hair. And you're looking at ratios. So the ratio for your thyroid is your calcium and potassium. So the calcium and potassium ratio will tell us what's going on with the thyroid. All right, so I hear that music coming up. We're going to take a break before we get into the hair analysis. So this is a way that we're going to take a long-term view of what's going on with the thyroid. And there's different things that happen and different things we can pull out that we'll never, ever see in the blood. This is why you need to come to me to have that thyroid evaluated and take advantage of the Thyroid Awareness Week. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after the break.